From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a rare visit to a Russian airbase in Syria Monday, declaring victory over the terrorists and announcing a partial withdrawal of Russian forces. Mr. Putin said Russia's military presence has come to an end. The motherland awaits you, and he thanked them for their service. It was the Russian leader's first trip to Syria since Russia intervened in September 2015, allowing Syrian forces to reverse their battlefield losses. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was on hand. He said both Russian and Syrian blood has been shed on the land, and that will be long remembered. He praised both militaries for what he called their exceptional unity. The U.S. Defense Department, however, questioned the extent of the Russian pullout. A Pentagon spokesman said past statements have not always corresponded with actual troop reductions. David Lesh, history professor at Trinity University and a Syria watcher, said the announcement may have to do more with Russian domestic politics.
I think he wants to clearly show to the Russian people and to these various sinecures in power in Russia that this is not, you know, the Soviet Union in Afghanistan in the 1980s. It's not the U.S. In Iraq after 2003. In other words, that they're not going to get bogged down in a quagmire.
Meanwhile, a war monitors said Islamic State jihadists have been driven out by Syrian forces and Iranian-backed militia backed by Russian planes in Hama and rebel-controlled Idlib provinces. In Somalia's capital Mogadishu Monday, a Somali TV journalist was killed in a car bombing. Mohammed Ibrahim Gabau had borrowed the car from a friend. Unexpectedly, it exploded, and he died on the spot. A spokesman for the mayor said a bomb had been planted in the car. This is VOA News.